Hello?
Hello.
There we are.
So, just a minute ago, Bruce called. It was like, Bruce, get on the call. We're here waiting. He goes, well, I was wondering. Like, yeah, you can get on. So he'll be on in a minute.
All good.
Fact, that's probably him. Oh, no, that's Lyndall. Hey, Lyndall.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi,
Going
Lyndall.
pretty good. Yep.
Any exciting news or?
We're still working on your tip, so we have upcoming meetings. So
Right.
once something we have something to crow about, there's a lot of details to be worked out, and that's where we're at the detail section of the conversation or portion of the conversation.
Yeah, no, that stuff takes time.
It does, and you want to make sure that you have all the, I's dotted, T crossed, everybody understands their component and their responsibilities, and it's especially for something this big.
Yeah. Park and Rec's done anything or
Nope.
nothing?
Not anything serious. I had a meeting with them. It's actually about something else, but we talked about it on last Thursday. And it was a face-to-face meeting, which was outside, but the first one in a long time. And there's just not a lot of answers that either they're giving out or they can share. It's a little frustrating because we would like more answers. We would like some reassurance, and we're not getting them. But part of the problem, honestly, is the recall.
Yeah.
It's really working against us in a big way
Yeah.
to
Yeah,
get
they're
anything
afraid to
done
go out on a
from.
limb. I mean, they
Right.
don't want to do anything that's politically sensitive right now.
And
I can
we need
understand
them.
that.
Well, I can too, but we need them to do things that are politically sensitive and stand the ground, and they're not. Okay. Oh, it's Robin. Okay.
Yes. Hello, Amy.
Hey, Robin.
Anybody else online with us?
Oh, yeah. I'm
Yeah,
just
I'm here.
getting all the
This is
names
Ken.
down.
Hello,
How you
Ken.
doing, Robin?
I'm doing good.
All righty.
Bruce, that was really the whole deal behind the not wanting to do the budget trailer bill. Because other than that, it made perfect sense.
Oh no, I knew that would be very difficult to get that done because these guys are not stupid. They've seen people pull in runs like that before, and the governor wouldn't go for it if it's going to create problems for him. He's just feeling really vulnerable, even though the polls show he's probably going to do okay. He doesn't want to take any chances.
Right.
No, I had very low hopes for that getting to a successful conclusion. As much as I would like to see it happen, I thought it was a brilliant idea, but the problem is everybody's kind of been there and done that, and so if it ever saw the light of day, it could backfire, which would create a lot of problems. The question is that,
Yeah.
who are we going to find for an author next year who we can trust,
We're thinking Hueso,
Yeah,
if
that
he'll
would
do
be
it.
good because whoever it is going to have to be willing to take on Alan and lock horns with him, and with Tina, because they're going to fight anybody trying to take that bill over.
Yeah, I know. You ever guys never noticed on a quiet block when a diesel parks right in front of your house how noisy it is?
Some are noisier than others.
Yeah.
The new ones are pretty quiet because they're smogged down so much that the stuff coming out is actually cleaner than the stuff going in, but nobody will believe it.
No, this is my diesel, and it's not new.
Yeah, that's an old Dodge. It's noisy.
Yeah, they have a pre-ignition chamber that really rattles and clatters and is notoriously bad.
I came out walking out of Home Depot one time. I heard this noisy diesel. I look over and I saw a Ford diesel. I go, that's not it. And I turned around and there was a Dodge making all the noise.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
no,
they're
can...
notorious for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is the pre-24 injectors. This is the 12 injectors, so Joe's never giving it up.
The last good one they ever made.
Yep.
I just found one with less than 100,000 miles on it.
No,
oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah, it's a 97 or 98. I'm getting ready to go look at it.
That's
yeah,
too new. You want a 94 or 93.
Well, if you find a 3500, that's a 94, you know, somewhere around there, let me know. That's actually what we'd like.
This one, I believe this one's a 96 or 97.
Nothing bad.
It's got like 90,000 miles on it. It's a 12. It's a 12 valve, so.
Yeah, no, Joe can give you, you know, the whole rundown of those.
Yeah, just don't buy a new one or it'll be replacing injection pumps every few years.
Well, I have an 18, and I got 150,000 on it.
Well, that's pretty good. You got lucky. Actually, the 18 and 19s are okay. It's the 20 and 21s where they went back to the Bosch injection pump, which everybody else gave up on because there's a class action suit.
And most of the time I'm towing 12 to 20,000 pounds.
Yeah, it'll do it. After 19, forget it, though.
Hey, Spencer.
Hey.
Hey, Spencer.
Hey.
How's it going?
When'd you get out of jail? Come on, you can take a joke. Who all's on board?
Oh, just a second. I'm writing some notes for
some
minutes.
Is Amy?
So, yep.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Got that saved. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, Amy?
Good, and Terry. And there's Vinny.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, Vinny.
Hello.
Hey, everyone. Mike,
Bishop.
Yes, Mike Bishop.
Oh, Mike Bishop. Okay.
The original OHMVR commissioner.
Yeah, the only one left alive.
Whose number ends in 0679?
That would be me, Roberta Wood, Jim Woods, and Roberta
Wood.
Hi,
Roberta. Roberta. Your phone number, I guess that one never came up on our system before.
No, it's my cell phone. We're out of town, so I'm using my cell phone to call in.
Somebody's backing up a truck.
Oh, sorry. Joe turned on my car and it switched over to Bluetooth.
You should brush more often.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
George McDougal here.
Hey, George.
Hey, guys. Hey. How are you feeling, Amy?
You know, it's slowly getting better. So
good to hear.
We had an in-person meeting at Prairie City, but it was outside.
Ah.
With the state.
You all have good. Your masks on, right?
When we were not outside, we had masks on in the car, in the trucks, and windows open. But outside, yeah. It was really, really windy.
When was that?
I think the whole state's been windy. Yeah.
Last week, last Thursday. Okay, I've got someone's last four digits of the phone number was 7664.
That's me. Here's Tim.
Who is it?
Tim Hersey, new member.
Oh, okay. I just couldn't hear you at first. Sounds like you're talking from a car. All right, and we have Bob, which is great to see. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Hello.
Bob Ham.
Hi, Bob.
Yeah. Hey, may not be here long, but I'm here.
Wow. Good for you. Are you in San Felipe?
I wish. No, I'm...
Carl said.
Still trying to kick a case of pneumonia that's been with me for almost a month now.
Oh, it is. No. Huh.
And Ed Stoven just
Felipe,
joined.
He's the El Jamon.
Ed, how are you feeling?
Well, better than I've been. Thanks for asking.
That's
I'm
good.
Improving. I'm home now, and nice to be home.
Suggest you look into something with a cage.
Yeah, with age, right? In the cage.
Yes.
I've heard that.
Don't believe it. Just slow down.
He's proven it.
I was at the big off-road show on Saturday at Costa Mesa Fairgrounds, and the number one question was, speak Hispanic? We've got a huge demographic change going on.
Yes, there is. What was the question? What was the question again?
Hispanic?
Oh,
I'm not Hispanic. I'm not Hispanic.
That show was sold out, though, the one, the off-road show.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah, it was amazing. A lot of vendors.
Well, it wasn't really a show. It was more of a swap meet, right?
Swap, yeah.
There was some stuff, yeah. It was probably 25% swap meet. The rest was new stuff. And Chinese bikes are all over the place now.
Wow.
Okay. That's what we need.
Is that bicycles? Electric bicycles?
Yeah, those were all over too. But no, they're quads, and they actually have. They're I don't know how they're getting away with it, but they're bringing three wheelers into the country.
Well, that won't last long.
They can't be registered. They can't be registered. I'm sure they don't have any.
Right. It's probably just camp bikes, you know.
Still.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sure they're not CARB compliant.
They've tried importing a bunch of stuff that's not, you know, legal here in California. over the years.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, I'll bet.
I've seen scrap yards with piles of their stuff that have been confiscated.
Yeah. So I was looking at one bike, and I looked at it, and I go, well, you know, you have no way of adjusting the chain. He says, oh, the chains don't need to be adjusted. Okay, and I just moved on. I didn't want to deal with that at all. The chains don't need to be, or replaced, I guess. Oh, man.
That's tough. That's hard on our people. You know, beginners come in, and they don't know any better, and they get these piles of junk, and they just don't want to become off-roaders because they think the vehicles are crappy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, another thing we've got, I mean, this has happened at Pismo, is people don't have to have a lot of money to buy a side-by-side. So you get four people in a side-by-side. Nobody's told them how to drive it. And they take off into the dunes at 50 miles an hour and go right off a slip face. So you got three or four dead. Because humans just can't stand going from 60 to zero.
Yeah. Charlie, I'm just writing down the guess. Is Heidi with you or is it just you?
Just me for now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Ken, I'm going to do a time check. It's 7:04 per my computer, and we have 12 board members. Let me make sure I've got the right number. 9, 10, 11. So we have 12 board members.
And that gives us a quorum, I believe.
Yes, and 10 guests.
Okay. Well, I am going to we'll get to a roll call. First of all, I'm going to call this meeting to order. I want to thank everybody for showing up, and we're going to reconvene our ongoing annual meeting, which is, once again, on a phone call, as we all know. we're just not quite out of this COVID thing yet.
A big ball of gas we're saving.
Yeah. Make the environmentalists happy. Okay, let's call this to order. And shall we start with the Pledge of Allegiance?
No.
Did somebody say no?
Yeah, it was
the guy in Mexico.
The guy in Mexico. Jim Woods, are you on the call?
Yes, sir.
Will you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance? You do such a great job.
I'd be proud to remember Ed Waldheim. Right hand over your heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the
Republic which stands for one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's start with, I do not have my...
Okay, just one second. I have to remind everybody that the meeting is being recorded, and I have Mike McGarity just joined and someone with the last four digits in their phone number of 1053. Who is that, please? A 484 number? Hello? Anyone who isn't identified will be dropped off the call. All right, we gave them fair warning.
That's a good thing to do.
Yeah, we always make sure that everybody identifies themselves. Everybody is welcome, but we want to know who you are.
Yeah, right. I didn't even think of that.
Yep, they've dropped off the call. They've never been on before, otherwise they'd have
Democrat.
A name associated with it. Well, you just never know who it might be, so.
Okay. Let's start with the roll call. Diana Mead, you're here.
Yep.
Welcome. Bruce Witcher?
He just dropped off. He'll be calling back in.
All right, Bruce. Is that
That's
Bruce?
That's me. That's Bruce.
We got Bruce in Brazil.
Yep.
And do we have Bruce Witcher back, right?
No, Bruce Witcher didn't come back. Give him a couple seconds. Go back to him at the end of the row.
Okay. Lori Lewis. Lori Lewis, not with us. Jim Woods.
I'm here.
Yes, always nice to have you with us. Ed Stoven.
I'm here.
Yeah, we're very glad you're with us. Quit doing that. Vinny Barbarino.
I'm here.
Welcome, Vinny. Bob Hamm.
Here.
Amy.
Here.
Charlie Lowe.
Here.
All righty. Mike Moore.
Mike is here.
Hi, Mike. Glad you're with us. Dave Cundy.
Dave is here.
Welcome, Dave. Jarrett McLeod.
Jared's here.
Jared, you made it. All right. Okay, let's go back. Has Bruce Witcher made it?
No, he's not back on yet.
All right. I'm sure he'll probably be back, right? Hopefully I'll give him half of an attendance. Amy, would you like to introduce our guests?
Sure. We are very happy to have with us Lyndall James from On the Rocks, Robin Reed from IE4W, Terry Work, Life Member, Mike Bishop, Life Member, Roberta Woods. I don't know if you guys are Life Members, but anyway, former board member, many years, Lance from Point Magoo, George McDougall, retired annuitant with the OHMBR division, Tim Hersey, new Life Member. Great to have you, Tim. We're really pleased. Jeremy Rowell from Bakersfield Trailblazers, Ken Oyer, best volunteer ever, and Mike McGarity from Clovis Independent.
Welcome, everybody. Glad to have you. Okay, next up, we're going to, has everybody reviewed the agenda? Does anybody want to revise anything? Okay, I'm going to make a couple things. We're going to do the awards in alphabetical order. How about that? And Mike McGarity, everybody was very happy that you talked to the folks at Slash X Ranch, and we have a place available to have a face-to-face meeting in November. In order to get through everything that we're doing tonight, we will discuss that further in emails and next month's meeting. But everybody really appreciates you taking that on, Mike. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Ken. Thank you.
All righty.
Ken, first we have the past president's trophy announcement.
Yes, we do. Diana, as past president, would you like to handle that one?
I know I have Tim Woods on. Do we have any other past presidents on the board? Is Steve Kuhl on? Board. Harry Baker? Dave Boger? Okay. I'd be delighted to do this. The past president award is at the discretion of past presidents. And one might think that that would be a simple thing to get together and just do, but it's not. Everyone has opinions and ideas, and the nominees were pretty incredible. What we've decided to do, we are proud to announce that Deputy Director of the OHMVR Division of State Parks, Sarah Miggins, is our choice. Sarah has demonstrated commitment and effectiveness for our community as a member of the division, the commission. In taking on the job of Deputy Director, she has also shown persistence as she navigates a changing dynamic in the OHMVR division. She is the kind of partner for the values and needs in a position that affects our future. Ms. Miggins, we appreciate you and thank you.
Congratulations.
That's excellent.
Excellent.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Is she on the call?
No, she isn't, but no. I might send her a text and ask her if she can call in in a little bit.
Okay.
But Bruce Witcher is back on.
All righty. Give you a full X. All right. So that takes care of the past president. I think Sarah Miggins has really been doing such a fantastic job since she's been acting. Has she been confirmed yet, or is she still acting? Do you know, Amy?
I think she's been confirmed.
Am I? Okay. All right. Am I muted?
No one's muted.
Okay. You can hear me, in other words. I didn't mute myself. Okay. Up next is officer nominations and elections. And the first one up is for president. Do we have any nominations from the floor on for president?
Yeah, I'd like to nominate Ken Clark for president.
Thank you, Vinny.
I will happily second that. This is Diana.
Well, thank you, Diana. I will accept that nomination. So I guess we'll take a vote. We're going to vote using the 5-star to raise your hand.
Are there any other nominations?
No, we could do. We could do a white ballot if there's not. But
well, you have to ask that question.
You're right. Absolutely. Are there any other nominations? And I'll ask it once again. Are there any other nominations? Awesome.
Right, just 1 second. Someone joined with a 7927 number. Can you please identify yourself? Who's me?
Yeah, I'm Randy Emsley. I'm with Point Magoo.
Randy, and what's your last name?
Emsley, E-M-S-L-I-E.
Oh, right. Okay, so Spencer has your vote for the purpose of voting.
Yes, he does.
Okay. Welcome, Randy.
Thank you.
Hey, Randy.
Welcome, Randy.
Hello.
Okay, Bob, you moved that nominations are closed, so we'll close the nominations. All those in favor of... I know. You know, it's really been a pleasure being in the president's position for Corba. It's meant a lot to me. All of you do such fantastic work, and what the things we do is just amazing and above and beyond of what most organizations do. And all of you work so hard and ask so little. It's just you're a fantastic group of people to work with. And our mission is very important.
Okay. Before we take a vote, another person just joined us with the last four digits, 4678.
Yes, I'm here. Sorry for being late.
Who is it?
My name is Peter Rector. I'm with All Terrain Concepts. I'm a business partner for Corva.
Okay, Peter with All Terrain, because I didn't get your last name. But that's
Ann Poy Magoo.
That's good enough.
Hey,
thanks,
for
Peter.
Let everybody know how to vote again.
Yes. So you will, to raise your hand or to vote, you will press 5-star. And Amy will see how many votes there are from there and give us a tally.
Anyone like Randy who has Spencer
Amy,
has
me, it's Sarah.
The, oh,
hi,
okay.
Sarah.
Well, is this how you guys get me into meetings now? It better be good.
Oh, it's good.
I promise you it's good. I expected a text back or something.
I'm like, what's this about? I love surprises.
Well, Sarah, we're just about to take a vote in just 1 second. So just give us a second to take the vote, and then we'll get back to you if that's okay.
Of course. All
right. Okay.
As far as my vote, as far as my vote, this is Randy. Spencer's going to vote for me.
Okay. All right. And everyone, raise your hand with 5-star on your phone. I will see it and I will count them up.
Okay. Are we ready? All of those in favor of electing Ken Clark as president of Corva for another 2 terms. Raise
another
your hand,
one,
please.
Another 2 years and 1 term.
2 years, yes.
1 term.
1 term. Last time
Do
I thought it was only a, I thought
know.
It was only a 2 year sentence. Or a 2 term sentence. So raise your hands now, *5, and Amy will count them up.
Okay, let me just double check my count.
Hey, Ken, is it *5 or 5-star?
Five star.
Okay, thank you.
I think we got somebody with a radio or television in the background, if you could mute yourself.
Believe it or not, I'm in my backyard in downtown Sacramento, and there is, I think, the CHP. I've never seen this. They're looking for a missing elderly man, and they're
hovering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're probably looking down and thinking, I'm him.
Bob Ham's on the line.
Okay.
Television Oceanside.
Okay. All those abstaining, or all those are voting no?
Okay, yes. Now,
wait a minute.
Everybody voting no.
Wait a minute. I have to clear. All right, I cleared all the. Okay, now voting no. 5-star. Okay. And all those abstaining. 5-star. Okay, the motion passes. Congratulations, Ken. You are CORVA president for
two more years. Thank you, everybody.
Your last term.
I appreciate the support.
Yep, yep.
Okay. All righty. Sarah.
Is that my surprise?
No.
No.
I'm not surprised.
Your surprise is you have been awarded the CORVA Past President Trophy for all of your wonderful work you've done.
I just started. You're being awfully generous. How much money are we talking?
You forgot. This is CORVA.
Oh, no, I didn't. Well, that's an honor.
Well, Diana has a statement she could read from the past presidents. We all heard it, but in your honor, we'll hear it again. Diana?
For 2020, we are proud to announce that Deputy Director of the OHMVR Division of State Parks, Sarah Miggins, is our choice. Sarah has demonstrated commitment and effectiveness for our community as a member of the OHMVR Commission, and taking on the job of Deputy Director, she has also shown persistence as she navigates a changing dynamic in the OHMVR division. She is the kind of partner CORVA values and needs in a position that affects our future. Ms. Miggins, we appreciate you. Thank you.
Oh, Diana, all of you. Gosh, you got me in tears. I thought you all thought I was a dummy.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody.
Congratulations.
So wonderful.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Aw, you guys are great. That made my day. I just got back from Carnegie, believe it or not, and I had a great day. Patricia Urania, our chair, she flew up from Calexico yesterday. I picked her up at the airport, and we met our new commissioner, Diane Ross-Leach, last night and stayed at a hotel by the park. And we went in there today and spent half the day because Senator Glaser just interviewed Patricia for her reappointment. And anyway, she's just like, I've never been there. I've got to get there. So I'm trying to do these micro tours while we're all still kind of restricted here. So it was a great day. And Diane Ross-Leach, she's going to spread the word to the Sierra Club about our program. So I consider that a really successful day. So really, thank you. This is so wonderful. And I'm proud of you, Ken. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to working with you some more.
You bet. You bet.
We can get back to having person-to-person meetings. I really enjoy those rather than the Zoom calls.
It's coming. Okay. It's coming.
Yeah,
our next meeting is July 28th and 29th, so we hope not to keep all of you, you know, on the hook for 12 hours, but we'll see. It could be. It could be 12 hours each day with all of you on there. So we'll see. What an honor. Thank you. I'll see all of you soon.
You're welcome.
Okay. Take care, Sarah.
All right. Take care.
Bye. Okay. And now we have another person with the last four digits, 8496.
Yes, that's me, Michael Weatherly.
Hi, Michael. I need to send you some stickers. When do you need them?
Oh, yeah.
I have them.
Huh? Yes, for the QCC coming up?
Yeah, I've got them in the house. I've just started walking a few steps after 3 months of not walking. So.
Oh, God. Well, take your time.
Yep. Well, I'll get them to you. 100 I've got.
Oh, fantastic.
All right. I will get them the next couple of days. So, anyway, your name reminded me. That was good. All right.
Fantastic. We appreciate it.
Next, next position is VP of Administration, and I do have a nomination that was submitted by email, which I will read. Dear Corva Board of Directors, I write this letter to cast my nomination of Michael McGarrity for the Corva Vice President of Administration. Mike's skills, passion, and longtime dedication working in land use will surely be a major asset and great addition to the Corva Board of Directors team. Mike has been personally involved with OHV advocacy for over 15 years. He is a longtime member of the Clovis Independent Four Wheelers Club and has served as the president of that club for many years, where he volunteered hand-in-hand with the Sierra National Forest as an advocate for volunteers. Mike has written and received OHV grants for over 6 years. Mike previously served as the Cal Four Wheel Central District Vice President from 2017 to 2021 and served as the 2019 Cal Four Wheel Winner Jeep Chairman and Cal Four Wheel Foundation President. During Mike's time at Cal Four Wheel, he gave all he had for the betterment of OHV recreation in California to protect OHV access and for the long-term sustainability of our sport. Mike currently sits on the Board of Directors for Friends of Oceano Dunes and has been deeply immersed in the issues and fight for Oceano Dunes SVRA. Mike's involvement includes his attending of regular meetings, writing letters, fundraising, and meeting with many government and agency officials related to his work with Friends of Oceano Dunes. Mike has brought many valuable contributions to the Friends of Oceano Dunes team, and he has been a major asset in the fight for Oceano Dunes SVRA. Through Mike's work in the land use arena, he has kindled and built many relationships with government officials. Many of these relationships with key players he has built on his own accord outside of his involvement with other organizations. Over the years, Mike has also built relationships and worked with many of the top dogs in the off-road industry, businesses and manufacturers in efforts for event fundraisers, fundraising and partnerships on OHV programs. Prior to Mike's work in OHV advocacy, he served as a board member with the local Rotary Club, Chamber of Commerce, and Recreation Commission. For the past 52 years, Corva has done much important work in OHV advocacy and land use through the collaboration and contributions of our board of directors. I cannot think of a better addition to the Corva team than a vote for Mike McGarrity as our new Corva Vice President of Administration. Thank you for your consideration. And that was made by our board member, Jared McLeod. Usually for award nominations, I don't read out the name, but that was so beautifully written. Jared, would you like to make the nomination?
Sure. Yeah, I would like to nominate Michael McGarrity for the Corva Vice President of Administration. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Amy?
Yep, I'll second it.
Uh-huh.
Amy, this is Jim. I don't believe that board position up until next year because the president, VP of admin, is staggered. So realistically, we all love Mike. He drinks Crown Ale, and we'll leave it at that. It's actually, if Ken appoints him, he would have a one-year term that will be staggered as our bylaws state for VP of admin and president. I'm all in favor of Mike. I think he's the greatest guy in the world.
Okay. It looks like we might have gotten this wrong, which I always firmly reserve the right to be wrong.
Yes.
Because it happens often.
I'm going to refer to the one person that always, and not that I'm doubting you, Jim, but Bruce Brazil.
I don't know.
You don't know.
I'd have to look it up. Nope. I wasn't
right.
Prepared for this one.
Okay. So one way or another, and he's in, and then we look at the bylaws, but I think you'll find because when I was president, I was a champion. Because we were always very worried about the president and VP of admin with the two top people both going away the same year. And so we made that change. So
so we would not have.
I'm remembering that they are staggered.
Yeah, I've been around for.
Okay.
Speaking of the class pass board, member, yes, that's how we created that bylaw.
Okay.
But Ken, it's real easy. You say Cumbia Law, brother, you're in, because that's all he needs to be appointed by you.
Yes, you're correct. Mike?
Yes, sir.
Are you willing to accept this responsibility?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I think you're an excellent fit for this, so I'm going to go ahead and appoint you.
Awesome.
And then next year you'll officially be elected, but I'm going to appoint you as VP of administration.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, you're right. I messed up. It should have been the Vice President of Land Use, Resources, and Public Policy. And I talked to Bruce about this, so I should have known. So I apologize to all. All the other ones are correct. But this is a great way to get Mike on the board. So, Jim, great idea of to appoint Mike and Jared. I'll leave the nomination as so well written. I'll reference it next year as well, if you want.
10-4.
And thank you, Jim, for pointing that out.
And can I say thank you, Jared, for that nomination. I appreciate it. And thank you, Jared, for that nomination and all the kind words. I really do appreciate it.
And thank you, Mike, for volunteering. We appreciate that as well.
Yes, congratulations, Mike.
Yeah, kudos to you, Mike. Welcome aboard. You're going to do a fantastic job.
Yeah, welcome.
So do
thank
we
you
actually
all
have... You're welcome,
so we,
Mike.
We do
we
have to take a vote now for nominations for VP of Land Use and Public Policy.
Wouldn't we have to announce that? Do we have to give public notice?
We have to give public notice of the meeting itself, which we did.
All right. That's good. Okay. Do we have any nominations for VP of Land Use and Public Relations? Is that the position?
Public Policy.
Public Policy.
I think that'd be Bruce Wichard. Oh, yeah.
Okay, I didn't recognize whose voice was that. Who made the nomination?
I'll nominate Bruce Witcher.
That sounds like Vinny.
This is Gerald.
Yeah, that's Vinny.
Okay, Vinny nominated Bruce Witcher, and Jared seconded.
Bruce, are you willing to take on this nomination?
Yes, I accept nomination. Thank you very much for the honor of making that nomination.
Thank you very much for all you do for us. Okay, are we ready to take a vote?
Are there any other nominations from the floor?
Oh, I'm sorry. Any other nominations from the floor? Do we have any other nominations from the floor? Hearing no other nominations, let's go ahead and vote for Bruce. So we got a new person on the phone, Amy?
No.
That's me again.
Okay. I heard it ding. Okay. All those in favor of Bruce Witcher serving another term, raise your hand. Star or five star.
Five star.
Five star. five star.
Okay. Stop, I can't count if you're doing that. I have to add in my head. Okay. All right, I got it. Do we have any no votes? Wait, let me clear the questions. Do we have any no votes? Five stars or any no votes? Okay. And anyone abstaining? Any abstentions? Okay. Motion carries. Congratulations, Bruce.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Everybody's confidence. Thanks so much for electing.
Well, thank you for all you do, Bruce.
It's only another 2 years, so if somebody wants to take over, you know.
Start training your replacement.
Yeah, that's always the charge, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And there's no term limits for that position either.
Yeah, funny how that works out. Sort of like president for life, huh?
Yeah. Okay. Next up, we have VP of Sales and Marketing. Charlie Lowe has that position right now. Are there any nominations for that position?
Yeah, this is Vinny. I'll nominate Charlie Lowe again.
Okay, and this is Amy, and I'm going to second that nomination.
Just Jared. Thinking it was Joyce. Yeah, I just told him I'm going to have to bow out.
Right. Who's ever talking in the background, we can hear you. Are there any other nominations for the position?
I'd nominate Jared McLeod.
I'm sorry, did someone nominate Jared?
Yes. Jim Woods.
Okay. Jim Woods nominates Jared McLeod. Well, first we have to ask Charlie, do you accept the first nomination?
Sorry. Yes, I've accepted. Haven't been able to do a whole lot this last year, but now things are all shaping up again. So, of course, I would also support Jared. He's a great guy. So, whatever you say.
Mm-hmm. Is there a second for the nomination for Jared McLeod? For VP of Sales and Marketing?
This is Jeremy. I'll second that.
Jared, do you accept the nomination?
I'm trying to figure this out in my mind here real quick. Here's what I would like to offer. With the shows and everything kicking back up to full gear, I would like to remain and finish my term as the VP of Education, and I would like to offer to work with Charlie this next year on trying to kick things. We're going to have to kick things in overdrive here with all these shows and events coming up and getting back to usual and getting back on track here coming out of this COVID stuff. So I would like to gracefully decline that nomination, but I do appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. All those in favor of Charlie Lowe as VP of Sales and Marketing? 5-star.
Okay, let me clear the board. And are there any, right now, if there is a no vote, any no votes, please press 5-star. Okay, let me clear the board. Any abstentions? 5-star. Okay, clear the questions. The motion carries.
Congratulations, Charlie. Looking forward to having you around for another 2 years.
Way to go, Charlie. We'll knock them out. We'll knock them dead this year.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Vinny. I look forward to working, especially down here very closely with Vinny and Jared. And I think we've got a lot of work to do ahead of us. So it'll be a really active year. Thank you. I think.
Okay. Thank you for Charlie for helping out. Doing everything that you do for us. We have one last position, and that is secretary. Do we have any nominations for secretary?
Yeah,
from the floor.
I actually do have a nomination for secretary, and I did not put this in writing ahead of time.
Okay.
So I would like to cast my nomination for Corvus Secretary to Spencer Norton from Point Magoo Forward Drive Club. I think he would be an excellent fit. He's one of the most organized, diligent people I know.
Thank you.
And I would like to second that nomination because I can't wait to stop taking minutes. But I'm very happy. But Spencer,
okay.
I will be very happy to teach you the system, how it works, how to do it. You have my full confidence.
Just real quick, disclaimer, that was a surprise nomination. He was not aware of that.
Okay.
So, Spencer, are you willing to take on this responsibility?
I would be honored to.
All right. We really appreciate it. Do we have any other nominations? Any other nominations from the floor for secretary for Corva? Okay, we'll go on to vote for Spencer Norton, Secretary, Corva Board. 5-star.
Now, Spencer, remember you're voting for 8 other people. All right. Let me clear the board. Okay, do we have any no votes for Spencer Norton as secretary? Five star. Clear the board. Okay, and do we have any abstentions? Okay, the motion carries. Congratulations, Spencer.
Congratulations, Spencer.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Welcome aboard, Spencer.
Happy to be here.
Step it up, Spencer.
Now, does this mean we actually have a full board now?
We're a short person on the northern board.
Ah. Well, this is really good. This is really great. We haven't had a VP of administration in quite a while, and also we haven't had a secretary. So thank you for volunteering, Spencer and Mike. Okay, that takes care of all the elections. Next up are more awards. So we are going to start, as I find it, okay, so the first one is going to be, I lost my list of awards, Amy.
The American Buggy Association Edward H. Wildtime Political Action Award.
Yes. Do we have nominations for that?
Yes, we do. I'm going to read the description in our Corva for our Corva Awards, and this is the description. To have one's name added to this plaque requires exceptional activity in dealing with elected officials and civil servants. This means personal contact as well as effective letter writing. While significant success is not always possible, it is important that some progress toward the goal was achieved. In addition, this person's efforts should always increase the perception of Corva as a political powerhouse. This is the nomination. My nomination for this award has exhibited all of these attributes. The nominee has also developed the chin-up skill, quote-unquote, needed after significant efforts result in absolutely nothing. In fact, it too often seems that no one entrusted with making decisions is listening. He has learned to pick himself up, get some feedback, and alter the message in an effort to change the result. This persistence is critical and paints Corva as the political powerhouse we strive to be. Thank you, Jared McLeod, for pushing all of us to do more. You have earned this recognition. And that is the only nomination for the American Buggy Association Edward H. Wildtime Political Activism Award.
Okay.
Wow.
So
do we need to second that or no?
No.
Okay. Then I'll third it.
But anyone is free to take make a nomination from the floor.
And any discussion?
Can somebody win two awards?
I don't see why not.
Yeah, you could. Okay, so we have no other nominations. And the discussion is minimal. So now we're going to vote by the board of directors. All those in favor of awarding Jarrett the... Wait a minute, it's on the other page. American Buggy Association, Ed Waldheim Political Activism Award. All those in favor, 5-star.
Aye.
Okay.
Okay, and this one only the board of directors votes on. Sorry, guys. So this is a decision by the board of directors, so I need the board of directors to vote.
Amy, does that include Spencer and I? This is Michael.
No. Not yet.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Oh, wait. I apologize, guys. I lost my count. Just a second.
I think the count would be, are there any nays?
Yeah.
It's okay. The motion carries with the nomination. Congratulations, Jared McLeod. You have been awarded the Edward H. Waldheim American Buggy Association Edward H. Waldheim Political Activism Award. You join a long line of very deserving candidates with this award, and we welcome you to our midst.
Thank you very much, guys. This is quite an honor. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You've been doing a fantastic job, Jarrett.
Congratulations.
Ed would be really proud of you.
If Ed was here,
well deserved.
Yep.
Okay, our next one is the George Thomas Memorial Trophy.
It is the George Thomas. You're right. I was looking at the Looney Tunes for some reason.
George Thomas Memorial Trophy for Off-Roader of the Year.
The description of this is this trophy was. It still says this was sponsored by Cranley's Desert Cats and is presented to the one individual whose contributions to the betterment of off-roading during the preceding year are worthy of this very special recognition. The recipient may be any individual who has provided special help to off-roading. The person does not have to be a member of CORVA or any affiliated organization. The nominations should be submitted with an explanation of the individual's accomplishments. And just 1 second. Okay, and there are 4 nominations for Off-Roader of the Year. And I'm just reading them by date of receipt. Off-Roader of the Year. I see Jared McLeod as a very good choice for the award. His work ethic reminds me of Ed Waldheim, and his passion for our sport is refreshing in these troubled times. That is the first nomination. The second nomination is I would like to nominate John Kinley for the CORVA 2020 Off-Roader of the Year Award. We don't always recognize the people who have worked so hard behind the scenes to make CORVA a successful association. John has worked tirelessly for years on the CORVA Instagram account, expanding CORVA's reach to the social media community. John has also reached out to countless businesses and influencers on Instagram, expanding CORVA's reach and letting everyone know how hard CORVA works to protect public lands for the people, not from the people. In addition to his work on Instagram, John effectively restarted our merchandise program, which has benefited CORVA to the tune of thousands of dollars. This includes seeking out artists to design awesomeness T-shirts, finding the best vendors to produce our items, looking for quality and price, and supporting Corva's Made in America campaign. John still watches out for Corva and supports our posts, even though he has handed off day-to-day responsibility for Instagram. Truth is, John made the Instagram account the core of our marketing campaign, and Corva has gained thousands of followers and supporters, resulting in a continued healthy balance sheet. Corva has been very lucky that John has given more of himself and his time to Corva, but asked so little in return. For his years of work and dedication to Corva, John Kinley deserves to be recognized as Off-Roader of the Year. This is the next nomination. I am writing to you today to nominate Jared McLeod for the 2020 Off-Roader of the Year. Jared has tirelessly donated his time and resources to support Corva, Friends of Oceano Dunes, Point Lagoon Four-Wheel Drive Club, and has actively volunteered at many political and fundraising events for the betterment of the sport. Jared has demonstrated the integrity, tenacity, and compassion as an off-road leader while still balancing his family and work life. Jared has taken a lead role in Corva and Friends of Oceano Dunes media outreach, and Jared has been instrumental in political action on behalf of Friends of Oceano Dunes. Jared has attended and spoke out at all OHV commission meetings, COSA commission meetings, where Oceano Dunes was on the agenda, as well as many Zoom meetings for research and volunteer management. Jared is known as a can-do person and true value to the Friends of Oceano Dunes team. And this is the fourth nomination. Sorry, guys. I would like to nominate Jane Arteaga for the Off-Roader of the Year Award. Jane is just retired from the BLM as a statewide OHV manager. She protected OHV roads, trails, and areas for the off-road community throughout her career. Specifically, through her analysis, Jane saved thousands of miles of roads and trails during the Desert Renewable Energy Conservation Plan by specifying that OHV roads and trails be calculated by the amount of overall space the trails use rather than calculate the entire amount of acreage that allow OHV recreation. She also included a component in the DRACP that requires off-road opportunities that may be lost to renewable energy or for other reasons be mitigated by designation of replacement of off-road opportunities. This means that OHV recreation won't be diminished now and into the future by renewable energy development. This alone could save thousands of miles of roads and trails in the California desert. Jane worked for many years for the benefit of the off-road community and deserves recognition for all her dedication to our community. Please consider Jane for the Off-Roader of the Year Award. Those are the four nominations for the George Thomas Memorial Trophy for Off-Roader of the Year.
Four great nominations. Okay. This is going to be a tough choice. I mean,
we're two of
all
them
of these
for
people.
Jared.
Yes. So we have Jarrett, then we have John Kinley, and we have Jane Arteaga.
Arteaga.
Arteaga. Yes.
It's okay.
From, yeah, I'm frogging my throat here. So, we'll vote on one at a time.
Is there any discussion?
Is this for council only to vote?
This is the board only vote, yeah.
Okay.
Any discussion from the board?
It's going to be a hard decision.
Yeah.
They're all three great, you know. Yeah, I'm having a hard time here.
Yeah, this is really going to be a tough one. Luckily, I don't have to vote unless there's a tie. Okay,
I'm just gonna I'm going to make a statement because I think probably Jared and I have worked the closest with John through the years, and John slips me notes still and helps me out, but it is a really tough one because John has done so much for Corva and Jared continues to do so much for Corva. Without John created the Instagram account, which has brought us so much in return, and spent a lot of hours doing it. It doesn't take away from anybody else's efforts. He put his heart and soul into what he does. I think all of us do. Maybe he's such a model for Corva and who we are. But I just feel constantly amazed and grateful at these amazing people that we attract to help us in our mission. Like everyone who was elected tonight and everyone who was nominated tonight. So that's my statement.
Anybody else Bruce have Brazil? Something? Yes,
yeah,
Bruce.
This is Bruce. In support of Jane Arteaga, she has been involved in the whole OHV program, not just in support of Corva. So that would be my pro statement in her favor.
Very good point. I know when I first met Jane, I was surprised. I really didn't know her position, but I was surprised that she was traveling so far to go to the commission meetings. And then as I learned how much she was doing for OHV in general, I was just amazed. I'm really sad to see her retire, although she deserves it. So, this is a tough decision. I agree with Vinny. Anybody else have any opinions?
Just board members?
Just board members.
Well, for opinions, anybody can have an opinion. I think just not everybody can vote.
Well, this is Mike Bishop, and I've worked with Jared, and I'm blown away that he's every bit as good as Ed was. No, I didn't think any human being could be that good. But Jared works his ass off. He's raising a family, and he's going to all the meetings. He's been at Pismo for really the meetings that we need him there. He's just, you wouldn't think he had a job. He's just spent so much time supporting the off-roaders, and that's what the off-roader of the year. And I'm speaking as a prior winner of the award.
Good point, Mike.
Hi, this is Terry Work, past board member, and I'd also like to present my recommendations and praise for Jared McLeod. He has stepped up when others wouldn't. He has taken things under his wing, like Friends of Oceano, and, of course, being on the Corva board when others wouldn't. He has stepped up and taken charge at times when it was needed and has spoken quite actively for the betterment of all OHV and OHV recreation. So I fully support this nomination for Jared McLeod.
Thank you, Jerry.
If I could throw my two cents, I would also just like to say to me, I think John has also done just a phenomenal job with everything. I know the Instagram was highlighted well upon, but it really takes a lot of time and dedication going into all of that. As someone that, you know, was brought on to help with that, you know, I can say it's overwhelming the amount of time and dedication that John's put into that and bringing awareness to Corva. And if you, you know, get awareness to Corva, you're going to be aware of, you know, the broad spectrum, I feel like, of all OHV. I really do think that he embodies a lot of what Korva is. To me, he's Korva John. I know him no other way. So I just wanted to just throw that in there.
Thank you very much. Okay, if we have no other discussion, we'll go ahead and have a vote here.
Okay, only board members, please, since Jared had the first nomination. We'll vote on Jared first. We have very, very worthy candidates. This is not a vote. A very lucky person wins, but all these are incredible people. My hat's off to each and every one. Okay, 5-star to vote for Jared McLeod, please, for our voter of the year. Okay, let me clear the board.
All right.
5-star to vote for John Kinley as off-roader of the year. Okay, let me clear the board. Okay. 5-star to vote for Jane Arteaga for off-roader of the year. Okay. Clear the board.
This is so suspenseful.
On behalf of the board of directors, I'm pleased to announce that John Kinley has been awarded Off-Roader of the Year for 2020.
Wow. Good job, board.
Well, congrats, John.
I just really want to emphasize how wonderful all these nominations are. And so thank you to everybody who submitted the nominations. Off-Roader of the Year is a great award, and hats off to all the nominators. Okay,
alrighty.
Next award.
Looney Dooners Trophy to Charity.
So the Looney Dooners Trophy to Charity is a very simple explanation. To be eligible for this award, the club must belong to Korva. The award goes to the club that donates the most time and effort to charity. Money is not a factor. And we have 2 nominations for the Looney Dooners Award. I'll read the first nomination. Dear Korva Board of Directors, I write this letter to cast my nomination for the Looney Dooners Trophy to Charity to the California Dual Sport Riders. Off-roaders, advocates, and volunteers come in all types of off-road recreation users. Many times I feel that some are overlooked, but the work of CDSR has not gone unnoticed. Year after year, the California Dual Sport Riders have always supported, promoted, and stood beside Korva as an organization. Each quarter, CDSR puts on their QCC benefit ride. QCC stands for Quarterly Charity Cruise. In recent years, CDSR has hosted many benefit rides for Korva, most recently a ride supporting Friends of Oceano Dunes, and also has their upcoming QCC ride with the proceeds being donated to support Korva again. I don't know exactly how much CDSR has raised and donated to Korva over the years, but it is impressive. CDSR is a shining star, and they should serve as a great example to other dual sport and motor groups for what they, too, could be doing to support OHV advocacy and land use efforts here in California. Aside from their benefit rides and donations to CORVA, their membership is made up of many CORVA members and supporters. CDSR's promotion of good stewardship, responsible recreation, advocacy, and promoting of CORVA's work surely sets them apart from the rest. Please consider my nomination of the California Dual Sport Riders for the 2020 CORVA Looney Dooners Trophy to charity. That is the first nomination. Check my board. And we have a new person who has just joined the call. John Kinley has joined the call, but I'm going to continue with my second nomination at the moment for the Looney Dooners. Say that five times fast. Looney Dooners Trophy to charity. CORVA Board of Directors, I write this letter to cast my nomination for the Looney Dooners Trophy to charity. Oh, wait a minute. It didn't open to my computer. Sorry. False alarm. Oh, maybe I copied this one twice. It is possible. Oh, never mind. I copied this one twice. So it was also to CDSR. I just copied it twice. So CDSR is our nominee for the Looney Dooners Trophy to charity.
Are there any other nominations from the floor? Any discussion from the board?
Yeah, this is Jared. I'd like to say something.
Yes.
I think this is an outstanding nomination and a very well-deserved candidate. California Dual Sport Riders is obviously a moto group. And one thing, you know, when it comes to awards and things, I'm a four-wheeler guy myself, but I know the four-wheel drive clubs out there get a lot more praise and credit and recognition for the work they do out there. And oftentimes the moto guys and the dual sport clubs and associations out there, they're out there and they're doing just as great a work. California Dual Sport Riders is a perfect example of that. Not just supporting CORVA, but also supporting other groups. So I think it's an excellent nomination.
Thank you,
Jared. I don't know if I'm allowed to jump in, but amen to that.
Any other discussion amongst the board? Or anybody, any members? Anybody on the call? Okay. Let's move forward with the vote, which will be board members only. This is for the Looney Dooners Trophy to Charity for the California Dual Sport Riders. All
board
those
members,
in favor of the... Yes?
Five star. I'm very pleased to announce that the California Dual Sport Riders have been awarded the 2020 Looney Dooners Trophy for charity. Congratulations, California Dual Sport Riders.
Congratulations.
Woo!
We're speaking for the group. We're all incredibly touched. I mean, it's the recognition is amazing. You know, we'll continue tirelessly to do what we can to raise awareness and, you know, show people that OHV is still well alive in California.
Thank you for all you do. John!
Kate. Is he there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Yep.
You're here.
John, tell them what you think you're...
It was really tough. It was really tough. You had some tough competition, but you are our Off-Roader of the Year for 2021.
2020.
Congratulations. 2020.
Wait, who are you talking to?
John McKinley?
John Kinley.
John Kinley.
John Kinley. The guy who rides dual sports on pavement more than dirt and doesn't even a four-wheel drive. I'm the off-roader of the year?
Yes, you are.
Why doesn't somebody read the award?
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me get it. Well, I'll read. So the description of it.
And the nomination.
Presented to one individual's contributions to the betterment of off-roading during the preceding year are worthy of this very special recognition. The recipient may be any individual who's provided special help to off-roading. The person does not have to be a member of Corvo or any affiliated organization. The nomination should be submitted with an explanation of the individual's accomplishments. And let me just a second find the nomination.
John, this means we miss you.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, my gosh, that's too hilarious. You guys are crazy. I thought you all were.
This is the nomination.
I will, but I'm a troublemaker. I'm Jim.
Okay.
Well, I know that. I know Jim's a troublemaker.
This is the nomination. I would like to nominate John Kinley for the Corvo 2020 Off-Roader of the Year Award. We don't always recognize the people who have worked so hard behind the scenes to make Corvo a successful association. John has worked tirelessly for years on the Corvo Instagram account, expanding Corvo's reach to the social media community. John also reached out to countless businesses and influencers on Instagram, expanding Corvo's reach and letting everyone know how hard Corvo works to protect public land for the people, not from the people. In addition to his work on Instagram, John essentially restarted our merchandise program, which has benefited Corvo to the tune of thousands of dollars. This includes seeking out artists to design awesomeness t-shirts, finding the best vendors to produce our items, looking for quality and price, and supporting Corvo's Made in America campaign. John still watches out for Corvo and supports our posts, even though he has handed off day-to-day responsibility for Instagram. Truth is, John made the Instagram account the core of our marketing campaign, and Corvo has gained thousands of followers and supporters, resulting in a continued healthy balance sheet. Corvo has been very lucky that John has given more of himself and his time to Corvo, but asked so little in return. For his years of work and dedication to Corvo, John Kinley deserves to be recognized as Off-Roader of the Year.
Well, I am flabbergasted and absolutely flattered and honored. You guys are amazing. I've said this before. I always consider whatever I did for the last couple of years for Corvo the most minimal. There's some real heroes on the board and just people that have been doing a lot of heavy lifting in the past and are still doing it. So super grateful to everybody who nominated me and it agrees with that that crazy letter. I'm super honored. I'm not making light of it. It's just super funny to me, but man, I am really honored to receive this award. I tell you what, I'm completely shocked.
Well, John, it's well deserved, man, because you, like they said, you brought so much light to Corvo through social media that I mean, it affected everything from our events to our presence on social media, and other social media organizations now are picking up the Corvo theme, and man, it never would have happened without you, man. So we are, you did a fantastic job. So congratulations, well deserved.
Well, Vinny, that's high praise coming from you, man. I just believe you've done an outstanding job as the Southern Regional Manager. You jumped right in. You put way more time into the shows. That's really difficult work there at the shows. And so, Vinny, coming from you, I really appreciate that.
Well, my favorite sentence in here is design awesomeness t-shirt. I think that's great. That's great
funny
description.
I hope I didn't out myself by using that word. I nominated myself, right?
Nope, you did not nominate yourself. I am the only one who ever knows, and I don't tell.
So does this mean that I can file a claim for thumb surgery? from my Corbett insurance?
No.
Okay.
But thank you for all your hard work. You've done so much for us. We really appreciate it.
Hey, no worries. It was an absolute blast. I wish I could still do it. I just don't have the time with work and whatnot. And handing the reins off to Jared. Jared's doing a great job. And, you know, one day hopefully we can get maybe somebody or a firm or somebody that can kind of encapsulate the entire social media manager or director. I think it would be a good Corva move for in the future. The social media is definitely where it's at. And the paltry little bit I could do, there's always room for expansion. There's a lot of tools out there. So hopefully one day Corva can get somebody that's just really, really savvy with it, because I think it's a real integral part of the whole message. But I'm just speechless, guys. I really appreciate all you. And just an honor to get this thing, really.
Congrats.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congrats.
Thank you, everybody.
Okay. We're going to move forward to the Los Aventureros Conservation Award, if that's okay with everyone. The Los Aventureros State Conservation Award. This award is presented to the individual club which during the year has contributed the most towards conservation. And there's a long list in here. It includes land conservation, acquisition, land grants, opening closed areas to ORV use, rehabilitation, reforestation, rebuilding, removal, cleanup, public lands, trash pickup to enhance ORV opportunity, camp areas, clean up camp areas, not your campsite, and public service, civil obligation, promotion of Corva, cleanup, private lands or leased lands, recycling aluminum cans, and proceeds donated to Corva. So we have two nominations for that award. The first one is I would like to formally nominate the Bakersfield Trailblazers Club for the Los Aventureros State Conservation Award. They maintain 6 trails through the Adopt-a-Trail program and raise money for stewards of the Sequoia. That's the first award. The second nomination is I write this letter to cast my nomination for the Corva Los Aventureros Conservation Award to the Bakersfield Trailblazers 4x4 Club of Bakersfield, California. The Bakersfield Trailblazers Club was founded in 1955. They have a long history of conservation and volunteer trail work since their founding. The Trailblazers are a new Corva Club, a longtime Cal 4-Wheel Club, financial supporters of Friends of Oceana Dunes, and have a well-documented history of conservation work, OHV land use advocacy, and trail work with stewards of the Sequoias. For many years, the Trailblazers have put on their annual Prospectors 4x4 crawl event at Calico Ghost Town, where they have raised and donated tens of thousands of dollars from their events to assist conservation work, trail work, and land use efforts across the state. Evidence of their stewardship, advocacy, and trail work is not hard to find, as the Trailblazers have a long list of adopted trails they work and maintain through Central and Southern California regional forests. Bakersfield Trailblazers California adopted trails include the following: Sherman Jeep Trail, Tree Ray Ridge, Black Gulch, Borderline, DeLonga Trail, and Miller Jeep Trail. In light of their dedication and valiant conservation efforts, please consider my nomination of the Bakersfield Trailblazers Club for the 2020 Los Aventureros Conservation Award.
Okay. Any discussion? No discussion. Any other nominations from anybody? Members? Board? Okay, let's move on with the vote to vote the Bakersfield Trailblazers for the Los Aventureros State Conservation Award.
Okay, board members only. 5-star, please.
Board members only.
Okay. I'm very pleased on behalf of the Board of Directors to announce that the Bakersfield Trailblazers have received the 2020 Los Aventureros Conservation Award. Congratulations, Bakersfield Trailblazers.
Hey, guys.
Congratulations.
Hey, thank you. This is Jeremy. I'm the president of the Bakersfield Trailblazers. And certainly I know everybody on this call right now is all fighting for the same thing. We're fighting for increased OHV use, and we're fighting for our lands and to keep trails open and to open new trails. And to be recognized by everyone on here for doing our part is a big honor. So thank you guys very much. It's a big honor. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Well deserved.
Okay. The next two awards are the Northern and Southern Club Award. And since they have the same description, I will read them one time for both awards. That this award is given annually to one club in each region, Northern and Southern. Each club shall submit what it deems to be an outstanding project for the year. These projects will be considered by the Board of Directors, which shall award the trophy to that project that deems best bolsters the image of off-roading. If your club has done a project to promote off-roading, please send your letter today. And we have, start with the Northern Club of the Year. The Club of the North nomination is Railtown Off-Road is my nomination for Club of the North. This family-oriented off-road club welcomes everyone who enjoys off-highway driving and community activities, turns up at everything Carnegie SVRA related, tree planting and hill seat seating. Visitors Appreciation Day year after year. Let's all remember, until we have the expansion area open, there is virtually no opportunity for this group of people to recreate at Carnegie. Yet they continue to participate, proudly showing a group of motorcyclists how to winch a flipped 4x4 and re-upping their Corbin membership at Carnegie SVRA's Visitors Appreciation event. 2020 was limited activities, but they showed up in March, about 10 club members to plant trees. They make a difference. I've enjoyed getting to know this club and appreciate their view that our future recreation is worth investing in.
Thank you, Amy.
So, Railtown Off-Road is the only nomination that has been received ahead of time for Northern Club of the Year.
Any nominations from the people on the call? Any discussion? Well, I have to say, these guys actually, yes, they show up at a lot of events and really put on a good show and are very helpful to newcomers to the off-road world. Great organization, big supporters of Corva. Okay. We're going to vote on that. Board members only, Railtown Off-Road, 5-star. The Railtown 4x4, Amy?
It's Railtown Off-Road.
Just Off-Road, okay.
Okay, on behalf of the Board of Directors, I'm very pleased to announce that Railtown Off-Road is the Northern Club of the Year.
Congratulations.
I've already read the description, so I'll read the nomination for the Southern Club of the Year. How did that get closed? Weird. My computer is doing things on its own.
Uh-oh. Never a good sign.
Okay. So there are three attachments which come with this award that I will talk about briefly. It's the Corva Board of Directors. Please accept this nomination for Eastern Sierra 4x4 Club a Southern Club of the Year for 2020. And second, it's opening up.
Can I help?
Nope, I got it. Weird thing. Okay, the Eastern Sierra 4x4 Club participates in Facelift Eastside. Thursday, October 15, 2020, the Eastern Sierra 4x4 Club participated in a stewardship project called Facelift Eastside. 12 members of the club spent the morning picking up 3/4 of a ton of trash and litter in the Palita area and other spots along the base of the White Mountains. Everyone worked hard until the thick smoke started moving in. There is more of an explanation about how the Yosemite Climbing Association started the Yosemite Facelift as an annual volunteer. And this year, Facelift wanted local volunteers to pick up trash closer to home. Facelift Eastside was promoted by Mammoth Lakes Tourism as an apt local concept. They asked volunteers safely pick up litter and engage in service projects around the local community. Earlier this month, Martha Cruz, the Inyo National Forest Volunteer Coordinator, contacted the Eastern Sierra 4x4 Club and asked the group to participate in this event. In response, members of the club spent several days inspecting some local areas that are heavily used by the OHV community and found them to be pretty darn clean, but found a mess along the base of the White Mountains east of Bishop. The consensus of the 4x4 group was that it was a great thing to be part of the effort to clean up the land that we all enjoy recreating in. The next event that is the Eastern Sierra 4x4 Club Saline Sign Pandemic Project. A couple of years ago, while jeeping to Jackass Flats, some of us noticed the poor condition of this old mileage sign, and we discussed a project to restore it. It was originally installed in the 1960s and since had been shot up, vandalized, and badly weathered, so it was pretty much unreadable. It is located at the north end of Saline Valley Road, east of Big Pine, in an area known for its vast, wide-open spaces. Having a little extra time on our hands, we got approval from U.S. Forest Service to do the work. Three of our members took on the project while staying socially distanced to rebuild the sign. And then it goes on to explain about saline wand strings. And then the project had a huge response on social media. And unfortunately, about 2 months later, some SOB cut the steel post with a cutting torch and stole the sign, probably as an addition to his man cave. Let's hope that karma gets him. And there are some really, really neat pictures. They did an incredible job of the sign. And it's beautiful. And I'd be happy to forward all these to the board. And then the third project is... in late September, it is the Save Smokey Bear project. In late September, wildfires are raging on the west side of the Sierra Nevada Range, and often the Owens Valley had so much smoke in the air it was unsafe to breathe. Because of the pandemic and the extreme fire danger, Inyo National Forest was closed to the public. In the late afternoon on one of those days, we got a call from the Inyo National Forest OHV coordinator asking if we could help them out. One of their fire patrols had gotten their truck stuck in the Glass Mountain area, and they didn't have anyone who could respond. He was stuck on a steep dirt road at high elevation, many miles from civilization, and needed help. We were given clearance to enter the forest. We assembled a team of 4 rigs to go get him out. We left Bishop at about 1700 and found the patroller at about 1845. His F-350 patrol truck had lost traction on a narrow, steep, loose soil uphill grade, and even after installing chains, was unable to move forward. Using 2 of our vehicles linked together with a strap, we were able to winch him up to a firm part of the road where he could get traction. We drove out of the hills and got back to Bishop at about 2200, and it was smoking. In fact, the air quality index where all this occurred was over 500, which is off the charts as hazardous, but we saved smoking. Reported volunteer service hours to the Indian National Forest in 2020. 178 hours, 2,094 miles. Many other hours were not reported. This includes brush clearing, reporting road damage, repairing road damage, installing signs, reporting resource violation and issues, attending scoping meetings in the field to provide input on road status changes, providing transport for Indian National Forest staff to show them road or trail issues in the field. So the nomination is for the Eastern Sierra 4x4 Club as the Southern Club of the Year.
Do we have any other nominations? Any discussion?
Well, actually, my brother took me out last week up there. My brother took me out there about a week ago, and we went on all those trails, and all this stuff is open because of the work they do. They're a credible club, 100% behind them.
Fantastic. Good to hear. Okay. All those in favor? 5-star.
I'm very pleased to announce that the winner of the 2020 Southern Club of the Year is Eastern Sierra 4x4 Club.
Fantastic.
And that concludes our voting on the Corva Awards for the 2020 edition.
All right. That is all we have on the agenda for tonight.
And time check, it is 8:41.
We have a few minutes left if anybody would like to bring up any subject. Nobody's going to talk. We can.
Okay, I'll say.
Okay, Vin. Come on, Vin.
Why don't we start doing these conference calls on Zoom meeting?
I'll second that
might
motion.
Be kind of nice. I don't know if it's something we need to.
There's two issues, or there's two questions about it. The security actually isn't quite as good as what we have on the conference call. It's a little harder to dump somebody off who doesn't identify themselves. And, in fact, we just had a Forest Service meeting where two people didn't identify themselves on the meeting, and it was noted in the notes. And they just kept on calling back in. So it's really nice to have the face-to-face. They haven't quite gotten – anybody can afford an invitation to anybody else, and we publicized our number, so that's not a problem, but it is easier to drop somebody off security-wise with this.
Well, I agree. We've got to have that ability to drop somebody if there's certain things on some of our meetings we don't want certain individuals hearing us talk about. So,
well, and it's only a problem when people call in. So they don't turn on their video. They call in by phone. It only shows the last three digits of the phone number, or three or four. So it's not quite as simple as it may seem.
I think we could eventually get there, and if we can and when we can, I think it would be definitely beneficial to the synergy of our meeting.
I think if you have like 5, 6, 7, even 8 people that you all know each other and you all know who's going to be on, you can control it really easily. I mean, when we have family Zoom meetings, I know if somebody isn't my nephew, and it's pretty clear. This, though, we have members calling who we may not know before and may not have heard before and may be new members and don't want to inadvertently dump somebody off. One, I was kind of thinking of some way to do a hybrid, and I'm not sure how to do that. I'm really just worried about the security aspect of it right now. So if we can maybe just wait a little bit until Zoom improves a little bit would be my suggestion, and put it on hold until we can figure out how to make sure that the meetings are absolutely secure.
Maybe we should look into Microsoft Teams also has meeting capabilities. We might look into that.
And Google Meet does too. There's Google Meet, there's Microsoft Teams, and there's another one that just started up. We'll do some research into it and get back at the board to the board. But like we had to do in the beginning, and how I know the person we dropped off at the very beginning of the meeting, they never call back in. So we know that that's a person that we don't want on.
So maybe the answer would be we have a meeting where we write in the bylaws. We have a executive meeting which other people can't be on. But I don't know how much we talk about that could be used against us.
We talk about a lot of stuff that we don't want necessarily to get beyond our members.
Yeah. But it's out.
Okay. Well, I was going to bring another issue up, but.
Okay.
Are we done with that? Well, this is the first meeting I noticed we did the Pledge of Allegiance. I think that's something we should do at the beginning of every meeting. I don't know why we haven't all along, really. It was kind of hard to understand everybody doing it, but I think that was something we should do.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, there were a number of times at Cantina for the Con on the Rubicon. And we always put an American flag. For those that don't know, my oldest son is a veteran. He was in the Navy in the first Afghanistan war for 8 years. And we always put an American flag at our booth. And they did the Pledge of Allegiance, and everybody had to look at the Corva booth because we are the only ones who had a flag up. But having a veteran of a war, my oldest son, it's very meaningful.
We can add that in. Not a problem.
This is Terry Work again. I'd like to just take a moment so we could acknowledge and recognize a past board member, Wesley Hoglund, that was tragically killed in a train accident while off-roading last month. He will be missed, and he was very active out here, as he was in California, but out here in Arizona. It was a tragic situation, and it couldn't be avoided, and we're sorry that Wesley, his girlfriend Virginia, and Larry from the Bowhead City four-wheelers passed in that accident.
Yeah, and he was a past board member, right?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
When did he pass? I know I sent something to the board, Terry. What month did he pass?
It was near the end of last month. I have to look up the exact date.
It's okay. I'm just putting it in. I'm putting it in the minutes, so to recognize it.
Yeah, I was on a Sunday of a weekend.
Yeah, I remember. It was a tragic accident. Thanks
for bringing it up. I actually saw pictures of the wreck before I knew who it was.
Well, for those that don't know, I think it was Wes and Roberta who actually started our insurance sponsorship program. But Wes was a big part of that, and it was his idea, from what I remember, or at least he was a big part of it. So he worked hard as a board member of Corva. I think Bruce Switcher and I were on the board with him and Roberta, obviously, you know, going back a few years. But thanks for bringing it up, Terry. I always like this.
Yeah, no problem. Also, a regional member luckily he wasn't involved in the accident, but he was right there as a witness. That's Kevin Barber. And then I was there afterwards, and it was just horrific.
I'm sorry for Kevin. That has to be difficult. And we have to recognize all those that have passed but have contributed to Corva.
All righty. And, of course, Ed Waldheim will always be remembered. Okay. Anybody else have anything they'd like to bring up real quick?
I'm working on I just sent an email out today to try and secure an event permit at Ocotillo Wells. I figured June 15th, you know, all the restrictions are supposed to be lifted. So I just sent out a primer email today to the people at Ocotillo Wells telling them that I'm looking forward to it. So that's all I got.
Nice.
Great, Vinny. I'm starting to line up events here in Northern California. We've been invited to have a booth at the Cal Four Wheels Sierra Trek vendor show, Cantina on the Con. And there's a couple other events that are lined up already. So, yeah, it's going to be a busy summer for us. Time to get out there and start talking to people and seeing people again. It's going to be fantastic. Really looking forward to getting out and seeing everybody again. Okay. Does anybody have any other subject? If not, does anybody want to make a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
But anyway, we're going to okay, we have a second there real quick. We're going to start
who was the second
pretty quick here.
Bruce Brazil.
Thank you, Bruce.
Okay, all those in favor of joining our meeting, say aye.
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 All those abstain. And all those that oppose. Okay, it's been a wonderful meeting. Congratulations to all our winners and our new board members. Thank you very much. Everybody that's been reelected, thank you. I'm looking forward with working up with all of you again for the next 2 years. Have a wonderful evening, everybody.
Okay. Night, everyone.
Night, all.
Night.
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 Hey, guys.
What are you guys doing on? Hello?